During this hour, every week, we feature talented youth, and this week is no exception. Tori Plack is sort of paying it forward or paying it back a little bit. Tori Plack was here a few years ago as a talented youth herself. She's been giving lessons and helping to coach the person you are about to hear from. She is 14 and is from Montour. We'll take a listen to her first song and then we'll talk for a little bit. Here is Lyra.
Your voice, but I gotta tell you that someone out there is waiting for you, is waiting for me, waiting on a symphony of greens and reds and blues. They fill my ears so far. Someone's waiting for a guy like you who can't get his head on straight. Please wake up, don't spend the days all hung up and all strung out. Sometimes you gotta go with the doubt. The doubt. Your big green eyes looking at the blue skies, but now all they seem to be is gray. Bad idea, but every time we end up here, you always say you want to stay. But I gotta tell you that someone out there is waiting for you, is waiting for me, waiting on a symphony of greens and reds and blues. They fill my ears so far. Sometimes you gotta go with the doubt. The doubt. You're stuck inside my memory phone. You're still living in my phone. I know you're scared to be alone, but that's all you'll find. Chasing me now, go back, please. Retrace your steps. Don't make me say what I'll regret. Spill right off my chest and end in mutual misery. But someone out there is waiting for you, waiting for me, waiting on a symphony of greens and reds and blues. Fill my ears so far. Someone's waiting for a guy like you. Can't get his head on straight. Please wake up, don't spend the day. All hung up and all strung out. Sometimes you gotta go with the doubt. The doubt.
That's Lyra at the Saturday Light Brigade. And tell me the name of the song and tell me a little bit about yourself.
That song's called Doubt. I wrote it so long ago, I don't even remember what was going through my head, but...
Well, Doubt, and tell me a bit about yourself. How long have you been playing and a little bit about your development as a musician?
I just picked up ukulele a little more recently. It was a couple months ago, probably May, that I learned how to play ukulele. But I've been playing guitar since October of my seventh grade year.
That's not, and you're heading into where you are in ninth grade.
Yeah.
Right now at Montour High School. We're incidentally, we're in Montour frequently, once or twice a week. with Spartan Express, which is a youth radio station that we provide guidance for and mentoring over. What got you interested in writing music?
I've always been more of a musical kid. When I was in like first or second grade, I was in a play. I was in Alice in Wonderland. So I guess that kind of sparked something. But even ever since I was a baby, my parents would put on Gary Allen and I'd be dancing around in a diaper, you know what I mean?
Have you played out much?
Yeah. I've been playing out a lot in this past summer. I've been playing at venues like the Smiling Moose and Mr. Smalls, and I played at a music festival, Farm Jam.
That's great. And how's it been doing that? Do you like, sometimes folks are not necessarily that into playing in front of other people. You strike me as somebody who would like doing that.
Yeah, I like doing it. I mean, it all depends on the day and how I'm feeling and all these other factors, but overall, it's a really good thing.
That's great. I want to talk to you some more about some other things, but why don't we get ready for your next song? And it looks like you're going to change to guitar.
Yep.
From ukulele, and we'll have you do that. These are all original songs, I believe, right?
Yep, that you've written? All original.
And what's this one called?
I'm not sure what it's called yet, but I'm sure I'll figure it out eventually.
How old is it?
Fairly old. I should probably name it soon.
Well, that's okay. Here again is Lyra.
I can't believe I can't sleep now. This is just lovely. I can't see your face anymore. I've tried once, I've tried twice, not worth it to try tonight. I think that it's time to let you go, but I hope your eyes still shine the way they did that night. I hope you're doing fine. I hope that you're all right without me. Memories in my brain, sometimes I just want to erase all the good times that we had. I want you, you want her. It's a classic girl in love story, and I don't want to be a character. So I hope your eyes still shine the way they did that night. I hope you're doing fine. I hope that you're all right without me. Doing fine. I know that you're all right. Yeah, I know you're just fine. I know you're all right, 'cause you're with her.
Lyra at the Saturday Light Brigade. Pretty song. What's your repertoire like now? If you're performing out, I'm guessing you've put a few songs together. Do you have enough for an album yet? Are you working on it?
I wouldn't say I have enough for an album yet, because with every song you write, there's good things and bad things about it. Nothing's a perfect song. There's no such thing. So you have to be really, I mean, I'd have to be really in love with a song to actually put it on an album.
Yeah. And you've, by the way, if you're just tuning in, Lyra is 14. And I know people who are 14 who have enough songs for an album, but you've been at this for a relatively short period of time, just a couple years, and you've come a long way. What other things do you like to do? You know, do you have other interests?
I play volleyball for Montour High School, and I read a lot. But other than that,
sounds like you probably clearly you play a lot. Have you thought about what you might like to do after high school?
After high school, if the music career doesn't work out, I'd probably go in somewhere to the science field, like forensic anthropology or something.
That's an interesting. I know forensics. I don't know anthropology. I do know those, but I don't know forensic anthropology. What are the applications like there?
I'm mostly interested in that just because there's a show Bones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know the show Bones. That makes sense. Well, you're at a great high school where you can pursue just about anything you want. We know Montour really well. There's so many great opportunities. Are there any shout-outs or hellos or acknowledgments you'd like to make before your last song?
Just a hi to my mom and my family and Tori Plack.
Well, terrific. Well, it's good to have you here. What is the next song you're going to do? This one's very new, I think, right?
A little bit, yeah.
And anything you need to say about it before playing, or are you all set?
It's called Purple Dreams.
Okay.
And that's all I got.
Great. Lyra, thank you for being here. And you sound great.
Thanks.
Here again, Lyra. Lyra. I keep doing that because you're going to have that because of lyric, but it's Lyra, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here again, Lyra.
Thoughts are saying to go far, but my legs won't take me away. My eyes search for something else, something to keep me by your side. No, I never needed a reason, and that's not changing tonight. My touch on your face, you linger on my lips, all things I knew before, but now don't exist. Oh, purple dreams, pillowcases filled with my tears, all were wasted on the thought of you with red eyes in your face when I lied and said I'd be home soon. All things that I need, wish I could say it differently, but I can't say that it didn't hurt. When you thought of her first, just pick up and leave this time. But I can't stand to see the heartache on your cheeks, though my mind clears up for just a moment. I still can't get you out. that being me? Oh, purple dreams, pillowcases filled with my tears, all wasted on the thought of you with red eyes in your face when I lied and said I'd be home soon. All things that I need, wish I could say it differently, but I can't say it, it didn't hurt when you thought of her first.
Lyra. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.